Today is Friday, July 1st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, final touches. It is, it's 9:52 a.m. We need to leave for the airport no later than noon. Really, 11:30 would be great, so we have about an hour and a half. The packing is mostly done. So Mark and I did, oh my God, it was such a, so first of all these tickets that we bought for Park Güell, or however you say it, and Casa Batillo, and like in Spain, and the Skip the Line, because we were informed you really want to get Skip the Line tickets to everything. Because, especially in Venice, because there are lines and, you know, you may not get in or you may have to wait in line for hours. And so we did all that. But there's never a guarantee. I mean, nowadays it's better, but there's never a guarantee that you're going to be able to pull things up on your phone. And for whatever reason, I'm always worried, even when it tells you, oh, you can do an e-ticket. Just pull up a barcode on your phone and you're fine. I don't trust that they're really going to take it. I don't know, for some, it's, I guess it's that old man, you know, that dad in me that, you know, back from the 70s. Well, I don't remember the 70s, but let's say the 80s, where you had to have a paper ticket. And why is a paper ticket better than digital? I don't know. Anyway, all at most, I would say 98% of these tickets, they said, were e-tickets. I'm about to sneeze, but it's, there it went. Okay. So anyway, they say on them that you can just show your phone. Anyway, regardless, overdoing it, I printed all of them. Well, it was a pain in the butt because they were not the right size and my printer kept printing them across multiple pages and cutting things off. And it was a lot of printing. But anyway, I printed my, all of those tickets. I printed a couple of the train tickets. And I did go ahead, the train ticket specifically says on the high speed train, all you need to do is pull out your phone and show the conductor this code. Now it said for regional trains, the slower trains, you need a paper ticket. And they gave you a PDF to print it out. So I printed that out, but I did not print out the e-ticket. But for the other places, I went ahead and printed them out. I double checked my list, made sure I had them all printed out. You know, worst case, worst come worst to worst. First of all, I have the e-tickets and I'm sure my phone will be fine and we'll have, you know, internet and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I have those paper tickets and then, you know, hotels have business centers. So, but I just kind of wanted to be prepared. So then I got out 7 shirts. So 2 short sleeve button up that are more dressy looking, not really dressy looking, but they're a button up, you know, 2 polo shirts, 2 t-shirts and a long sleeve, but like a linen button up shirt. So it's really light. I got those, folded them up, got 2 pair of shorts and one swim trunks, whatever you call those, 3 of those. 1 pair of jeans, 1 pair of really light linen pants that we bought when we shopped this weekend, and folded those up. So that's my pants and my shirts, because I'm only packing a week's worth, and then we're going to do laundry. 7 underwear, 7 socks, 1 of those being short, the rest of them being long. I'm wearing short today so that I have a couple of pair of short socks. I got my Allbirds casual shoes. I got my water shoes for the beach and put those in, and I was able to shut, and that was only one side of the carry-on. Well, okay, the Allbirds shoes went on the other side, but all of the clothes went on one side, including the water shoes. You know, compressed it with the, it's got a thing, and then I took the tickets and I put them all in a plastic folder and put them in the little insert in the middle. And then on the other side, I had my Allbirds shoes, my toiletries, and my COVID, or a couple of COVID tests. The The ones where you do telehealth and they watch you over a phone. And then, and my suit jacket that I bought over the weekend. It's a light, I don't know that it's linen, but it's light. It's a lighter suit jacket that hopefully I will not be too hot. Like when we go to the fanciest restaurant, you know, I'll wear that. Maybe if there's a dress up night or when there's a dress up night on the cruise, I might wear that. But I'm just going to wear it with one of the button up short sleeve shirts. I'm not taking I do have the long sleeve linen button up shirt, so that's a possibility as well. But anyway, I can mix and match. And that was everything. I mean, pretty much everything. Now I had a razor. I use a electric razor thing when I shave my face, but I don't shave all the way down. I leave a 5 o'clock shadow now because in my older age, I think I look better with a little shadow on my face. I've been told that as those whiskers go white, you start looking less good and you want to shave completely. But anyway, for now, I kind of trim. So I put that in there. I charged it, put it in there. And then that was it last night. But then this morning, I, you know, did my shower, yada yada. I trimmed some body parts that haven't been trimmed in probably 12 years, 10 to 12 years. Because I don't know, wearing a swimsuit, I'm pretty bushy. I'm pretty bushy hairy. So I didn't go smooth. I used to go smooth when I was in my 20s and probably early to mid 30s as well. I would go completely smooth. I would shave with a shaver first, like an electric, and then I would go back over it with shaving cream and, you know, and a razor, whatever you want to call it. I don't do that anymore. But I did trim. And just so I don't look bushy. And a lot of that hair now on my chest is white, so it makes me look like an old man. Anyway, so we're only going to be on the beach for one day. So it's not, the only other time is like going to the spa on the ship, or if the hotel has a hot tub or something like that, you know, we'll use those things. And so, but I just wanted to touch up, you know. But the drama is, last night about 10 o'clock, Mark says, "Oh my gosh, Boyfie, I can't find my vaccination card." He looked and looked and looked and looked. Could not find it. I helped him look. We looked. Over everywhere we could think of. Turned it upside down. So this morning, he got up, you know, super early, called the health department. They said they don't reissue cards, but they will do a vaccination certificate. Now, he has a picture on his phone of the card, but he doesn't have the card. And they told him he could go to the pharmacy that, like, distributes the vaccines and show them the health department record, or maybe the pharmacy would have it, and maybe they would make him a copy or, like, you know, write a copy card. But we don't know. I'm recording right now. I don't know how that turned out. But, I mean, we're just going to have to go anyway and hope they'll either look at his phone or the certificate issued by the health department, even if it's not an official CDC COVID card. He was like, USA is so backwards on this. Why don't they just have an app? I agree. I think Europe has an app. It's silly that we have this piece of paper. I mean, worst case, I guess we could, since he has a photo of it, we could buy some cardstock paper and print out, you know, copy it. But because they say on the CDC website, you can make copies. I just don't know what they're going to accept in Italy and Spain and all those places and to get on the cruise ship. We'll see. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.